Namaste. Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam Lee.
All right, everyone. Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam. And today we are joined by our co-host, Lolita. Hello, Lolita. How are you doing today?
Hey, what's going on? Doing good.
Doing good. Good. All right. Well, it looks like we only have one caller in the queue today. So we're going to be taking callers. If you want to call in, the call-in number is 619-789-6807. And you're going to be able to ask your question. You can ask one question on any topic in your life you please. And we will do our best to help you out there. All right, Lolita, you want to go ahead and take our first caller for today?
Yeah, hold on 1 second. We have 1111. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question, please.
Hi, my name is Patricia. I'm from New Mexico, and I have a question about relationship, where my relationships are headed or if there's a new love in my, coming into my life.
Okay. Give me one moment, and let me see what's going on here in the way of messaging for you. All right. Well, the first thing that I'm sensing today is that there is a new relationship opportunity on the horizon for you. This appears to be coming in just a little under a week and a half, okay? We're seeing maybe a week in 2 to 3 days, so that's going to be a week in about 3 days there. And I'm feeling that there is another person that you have been off and on talking to for a while now, and that this person has yet to get their act together, has yet to really try and make it work with you. Now, I feel that from this person, there is an interest there, but it's not a very large one right now. They seem to be very wrapped up in their own mindset. And honestly, I don't think they're really looking for anything too serious right now. So that's been the hold up with them. However, I do feel that this person will come forward more in this month, probably before the 29th. And that this person will be trying to do things to see this relationship a little bit better and, you know, maybe try and spend more time with you. But then I feel that after that lasts for just a short period of time, they're going to end up falling into the same cycle.
Okay. Is this person named Steve, by the way?
Okay, well, normally we do not do any more than one question per caller, but we don't have a very full switchboard. So I believe that, yes, Stephen would be this one.
The second one, the one that's not looking for.
Precisely.
Okay. Well, that sounds interesting. It seems like it's right around the corner.
All right, wonderful. Well, do let us know how it goes for you, and we thank you for calling in.
I will. Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right.
Lolita, you with us?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I'm here.
Okay.
All right, you've got area code 847-261. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question, please.
Hi, Adam. This is Sean calling out of Northern Delaware.
Hello, Sean.
I wanted to say that I got a reading from you not long ago, and it was, maybe 3 or 4 days ago. And so far, it's been 100% accurate. I'm looking at some of the stuff on the New Age store right now, and there's a lot of cool stuff over there.
Wonderful.
But, as far as the question goes, I was wondering when you see a steady
Okay, you're breaking up on us a little bit here. Can you repeat that, please?
I'm sorry. You see a steady line of communication opening up between me and Johanna.
Okay. Give me one moment for you. Okay.
So what part of Northern Delaware are you from?
Wilmington, yeah, I live in Bear, actually.
Okay, I'm from Philly. I go by there all the time when I go home.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Philly is Philly's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. You have an 847 area code, though. Are you from Chicago or?
My phone number. I did live in Chicago not long ago.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool.
Okay.
Sorry, Adam.
That's okay. Cool.
Nice.
Well, it looks like your answer is possibly early this evening, which we're kind of an early evening already, or we should be getting it sometime in the early afternoon tomorrow. Now, this time, I'm feeling, we know that she likes to communicate predominantly through text messaging, but I keep seeing the phone call from her, so this may be when she reaches out again.
Oh, man, that would be a blessing. I really do hope she calls. If she does call, I'm afraid it'll be something serious, though, like she's having problems with her brother or her mom is.
Yeah,
really,
well, I think and I feel that this is going to be a good call. I don't sense any negative attachment with it. Okay?
That would be great. That would be great.
And you have to understand, no matter what kind of call it is, you know, that's something that she has to go through, whether it be good or bad. And you can't really, you know, not say dread it, but just know that is her own path. She has to deal with that, and you can't do anything about it no matter what type of life she's going through, because there's something that she has to go through in order to learn for her other relationships and her family and maybe for you and stuff like that. So if it does happen to be on that topic, just understand that she has to do this on her own journey.
Right. I don't,
and it
I don't
doesn't
so
mean
much
that she won't come forward.
As I just worry, like, I'm really in love with her, so, like, her pain is my pain, and I just worry that, you know, she'll call me up upset, and I don't know, I'm her hero anyway, so that's what I do.
Right. No, and I understand that, but there's one, like, that's kind of a rule when you're going through your spiritual journey, is that no matter what, we can't take the pain of others, because at the end of the day, that is something that they have to go through. So don't allow that emotion to come upon you. And that's a hard thing to do, but I'm telling you that whether it be your future wife or your children or anything at the end of the day, you can't get to yourself into that emotional level no matter how much you love that person, because two wrongs in that same state of mind is not going to make it right. So you always have to be in that light. You know what I mean? And that the relationship doesn't progress, nor do you progress, because
that
actually enables
your
spirit. You know
what? I think that might be a relatively good explanation on why we're having a problem in the first place, because it kind of came out of nowhere, and one thing seemed to lead to another, but like we never fought the years. Both things seemed to lead to another, and ultimately, I can't really figure out what the spiritual reason for all this happening is, and it may well be that I spent so much time protecting her that I was preventing her from learning a lesson that she needs to learn.
Yes, and she has to. That's why I say that it's okay to love somebody, but it's okay to love somebody and let them go and let them do their own thing. You can be there to help them, but don't be there to enable them at all. And I'm going to say a powerful statement to you, and it's a true statement. Adam can tell you this. When you change within yourself and you become that leader and you grow spiritually, you actually change everything around your own world. And once you do that, you will find yourself attracting so many people on a higher vibration plane that you don't know where it's coming from. So you take this, don't take this
it's
wrong.
It's funny
but
that you say that.
It.
That's how I ended up with her in the first place. I was definitely on a different frequency.
Right, and mm-hmm. something took you back 10 steps. to get you to back to that frequency. Don't allow anyone to ever put you back in your journey, because at the end of the day, you can co-create anything that you want. You can have whatever you want in your life, whether it be people or work and everything. But the higher you stay on that vibrational level and the higher that you stay on that light and manifest things, you'll find people just leaving out of your life. So understand that when you grow more, she may not be a part of that. It may not be a good timing for you. And she may not call. I'm not saying I'm going against Adam, but Adam will tell you, I'm a firm believer, at the end of the day, we can't sit here and just wonder if she's going to call, because if you really truly value yourself, it goes back to value yourself, you will know that you trust Source, you trust Divine, and you trust that this young lady will come in your life when it's best for you, not when it's best for her. So put yourself on that pedestal, but coming from the heart, not from the ego. Does that make sense?
Yeah, kind of.
All right. Well, I thank you for the great feedback. I thank you for calling in, and we wish you the best. I'll be talking to you personally, as always, after the show, as soon as I
great.
Get a chance.
I really want the listeners to check out the New Age store. There's a lot of cool stuff in there. I'm going through a section of it right now. I still need to look at the herbs, though. There's a bunch of stuff I need to get. But anyway, yeah, it was nice talking to you guys. I will hear from you later.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Just so everyone is aware, we have some specials going on right now. I've temporarily brought back the special for the hour reading at $19.95. So if everyone wants a reading, a private reading for only $19.95, that would be for a full hour. You basically get every aspect of your life that you want to talk about covered within that hour, and you can ask me pretty much all the questions you want within that hour. Now, the website is howpsychic.com. That's how, like H-O-W, psychic, psychic.com.
All right, you ready for next caller?
Yep.
There's a 510-759. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question, please.
My name is Aisha, and I wanted to know, what did you guys see as far as romance and finances?
Which one do you want to know about?
Okay, fine, romance.
Okay. Okay. Romantically, Aisha, I do see things getting better for you. This appears to be coming in anywhere between the 23rd and the 25th. Now, that's going to be around, let's see here, next week sometime, if I'm looking at this correctly, the end of next week. That would be between the Thursday and the Saturday. And this appears to be someone coming back from your past who is going to be making a bigger strive at trying to make it work with you. In fact, this person was someone you kind of wrote off because they were never really showing any sort of interest in making it work. They were kind of just showing an interest in certain aspects of their dynamic with you. But it does look like they are going to be returning, and they're finally going to be making those actions, and this time they're going to stick to that.
Okay. Well,
now, like I said, this is someone from the past, so I just want you to keep that in mind anywhere between the 23rd and the 25th. So we thank you for calling in, and please give us an update whenever you get a chance.
Okay, thanks again. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. I think we need to, like, really reiterate that topic of relationships, Adam. Maybe you can say it much clearly, and I think a lot of people don't understand when it really means to value who you are within yourself. Can you go into that a little bit more? Because we do have a couple of people listening, and we're getting relationship calls, and I really need people to understand it's not about when that person is coming in. It's really going on how much you really value yourself and you trust source. Once you have those two in check, nothing should worry. So can you, like, elaborate a little bit more?
Well, the thing about this for a lot of people in the world now, we're seeing people like that. They're looking for when the person's coming in. They're looking for how the person's coming in. And you know what? Yes, that is a concern that, you know, we can understand. But when we are working on ourselves internally, we are focusing internally on what we need to do right now to make ourselves stable, not, you know, to make our love life stable. We're going into our own spiritual journey. We're going into the aspect of, you know, looking into ourselves, finding out what, you know, we might have as a blockage, letting go of our ego, letting go of our fear that we're not going to have the relationship on time to enjoy it before our kids turn, you know, into adults when we're 80 and things like that. So many people right now are in that rush for relationships because that's what everybody feels they're expected to do. It's also what everybody feels they want because it's what's thrown in our face on a day-to-day basis. And we find ourselves wanting it more and more and more. But the truth is that sometimes when we're so fixated on it and we're too worrisome about it, we're prolonging it from happening. We're pushing it further away because we're creating things within ourselves that we have to learn about. We're creating our own lessons and aspect when it comes to that. And we have to sit there and we have to wake up and we have to realize that, you know, by doing this, by constantly yearning for it, you know, we're saying to the universe, yeah, we want a relationship, and the universe is going to be like, yes, you do, yes, you do. But if you tell the universe through your actions of working on yourself, stabilizing your career, stabilizing, you know, your home life that you already have, appreciating what you have, then the universe is going to say, okay, you appreciate what you have now, so now I'm going to bring you more to appreciate. I'm going to bring you new things to appreciate. And the love life can be a part of that. But the universe is also going to say, oh, you know what, if you've appreciated the lessons that you've learned with every other relationship you've gone through and you learned genuinely what there was to learn in that for yourself and for that other person or whatever, then you're going to know that the universe is ready to attract more into your life, other opportunities. And we're all looking for the one. We're not looking for just the one that's going to, you know, be here for now and then go away later. We're looking for the one. But, you know, like I said, if we fixate too much on that, we're only pushing it away.
And the best relationship is when you really spiritually grow and you stay on that path. And when you really walk detached out of the ego and you don't follow the American ways and rules, that is the biggest high that you can have in life. And that is the best relationship that you can have because you draw in people on that level, and that is the best relationship. So I think when people really detach from the rules that America has instilled, the rules of the ego, and you just live very detached from what is going on realistically, you will find things shifting within yourself, and you'll find that love is even bigger than what we think it is, you know?
Well,
I just had to bring that up there. I think that some people needed to, you know, hear. We all, it's a good thing to hear. It puts us back in check, you know, what is really important, you know, and I think it really starts within the I. There's no I, you know, there's no team without an I, and that has to stay that way every day, no matter if you're married or you have children. I should come first before everybody else, and that's how everyone stays healthy. But on that note, let's take the next caller. All right, Erica 219-663, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question, please. 219-663,
hello?
You're on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Oh, my name is Trisha. I'm calling from Indiana. I do not have a relationship question. I'm more have a professional business type question.
Mm-hmm.
And
go ahead.
Aren't you doing the real estate thing?
Sorry?
Were you the one that was buying houses before?
No, that's a dream of mine. I'm in the process of relocating, so that's a dream later on. But there's this bigger goal that I have, and this project that I'm working on actively now. And sometimes it gets daunting, and I understand that things take time to unfold. But it's a good time to get some kind of validation and some type of other girl kind of thing to say that, okay, you keep going, you're moving in the right direction, a little cheerleader kind of thing. And I'm curious as to how that look moving forward. My what I'm doing, the business that I'm doing, the goal that I have with that, just to see how the future looks.
Okay.
With regards to that.
Well, number one, honey, I get that if you continue with it and put in the effort and you put in the time, you know, without procrastinating, you're going to do wonderfully, okay? You're going to be able to thrive with this. You're going to be able to do well with this. Of course, it takes some time to get it off the ground, to get everything else moving and in motion, but I feel that, one, the move is going to be great, the relocation, okay? That's not going to be a problem. There's been a few delays. I don't see any more delays coming up. And I feel that it's just about having the right strings to pull, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I'm reaching out to people and trying to make my mark right now. So
yes,
hopefully, sooner than later, I'll reach, because there was someone looking.
Yeah, well,
I get
3 weeks, and you're going to be so much better off. But even in the next few days, you're going to get some progress.
That's good to know. I mean, I don't want to act. I just don't want to live worrying about money for the rest of my life.
I know.
Well, see,
well,
and
I get
that means
3-3-3, hun. 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months.
Yeah.
And you got to get that worry out of you. And it's not about having a cheerleader or anything like that. There's a difference when you call on the show and Adam tells you yes, yes, yes. The worry is your ego. You just allow the ego to defeat you. So you got to step back and just know that you cannot have that word come across or have that doubt, because the ego is actually messing with you right now. And you can't.
I actually do not doubt that I'm going to move forward despite the timeline. But there are times when I get really tired. I'm just physically and mentally tired.
Okay,
and
so when I get that way,
I step back and reach out to people who are more inclined to feed me. Like I reach out to you and say, okay, I am slightly lower in energy and I really need a pick-me-upper. That's what I meant by cheerleader. I just need a pick-me-upper.
Right, but you also have to watch a certain type of work. So when you go through that, you can actually sit back on yourself and just meditate, and you can actually grow your inner strength. There's a difference when you can actually can take control of that whole situation. So when those things happen, just sit back and you meditate, and you got the inner strength in you. I just think you really need to work on the ego. I mean, I hate to say that. There is a difference of cheerleading or whatever, but I think you do have this internal drive in you, and you really allow it to mess with you. Does it get tiring? Yes. I've had my business for 8 years before. I have a new business venture that has not picked off for 2 years. But when I get to that point, I am the spiritual light being. I sit back and I meditate. If I get tired, I go work out. I watch the foods that make my body vibrationally on a higher level. So take those certain daily regimens that we do every single day as light beings, and you make it stronger for yourself. So take it like, take a couple steps back and just really reevaluate when you're going through that phase. Just change some things up, and you'll feel that you're going to be in line with your intuition. When your intuition is stronger, no ego will ever mess with you, and that takes a lot of work. But it also has to do with how you practice your spiritual life every single day, what you do first thing in the morning. So, just really look into that a little bit more when you go into that phase. And really watch the words that you do say, out to anybody, because those words do manifest.
Okay.
All right. Well, we thank you for calling in, and we wish you the best on that. But let me ask you, how many times have you gone out there and tried to make this work and got shot down or blown off by people?
The venture was done by a marketing company, and I have decided to know, be an active part of the whole thing to make it happen now. So it's been since March that I've actually been a part of it and using my own tools and trying to make it what I want it to be. So I've never actually had moments where somebody say no for the reasons that would like to say, oh, it's not a good product. It's more like, no, we cannot afford to launch it, so to speak, which is not a bad thing.
Sure.
It's not like they're saying no, they're saying they can't afford to launch it, which is fine. I just move on.
And just keep in mind, the most successful people in this world have the most failures and the no's in the world. And that's a big statement that I said to you, because most billionaires have the most no's. So when you say no, you keep it moving, because know that
right.
No will one day turn into a yes. And that's a big statement that I said to you. Yeah, so keep your head up high.
That.
And you really work on your inner strength. I'm telling you, work on your inner strength, because there's going to be many no's coming your way. You can't get tired. You know what I mean? You got to keep it going, hon.
It takes many no's, but only one yes.
Right. I believe that. I'm just shooting for the one yes. So I'm not worried about the no's so much. Shooting for the one yes.
All right. Well, let us
going.
Know. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. So, a lot of people don't know that to be very successful, you got to have a lot of no's. They teach you that on sales. You got to have a lot of no's, a lot of failures to be the most successful person in the world. And it's like falling. The more you fall on your knees, the more you learn your life lessons, the quicker you get to your destination, to your partner, to your career, to your whole life. And I don't think people like to fall. They don't. They go into falling, they get into doubt, then they go into wondering and just figuring out the why, and it's like, fall, keep falling, it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
right?
Yeah. So, you know what? We wanted to once more let everybody know, for private counseling and psychic readings, please visit howpsychic.com. That's howpsychic.com. And we have a lot of great specials on there. We also have other specials that are a little cheaper than our 1 hour, if you want to check those out. We do sell spiritual products, so on and so forth. If you wanted to call in to this show or any other future shows, the call-in number is 619-789-6807.
And why don't we talk about the Friday shows? We're having a new special every Friday.
We have a new show out for every Friday at, I believe, 8 p.m. And this show is about hoodoo, root work, and conjure. if you're interested in having anything done in the way of magical arts to help you reach your goals in life, whether it be love, financial, romance, or even health and many other different topics, you can listen to our show on Fridays at 8 p.m. about, it's called Conjure Time Radio. And this show is all about what is known as conjure, which is an old African-American form of folk magic. And we also incorporate a lot of other different types of magic and what I do as a conjurer. I offer these services on our website as well at howpsychic.com.
All right.
Well,
it's a slow night.
Well, it looks like it's a slow night, yeah. So I think we're going to go ahead and end the show early. Mind you, we will probably be going back to Saturdays. so, yeah.
We got to try the Mondays.
Mondays don't seem to be a good day. Huh?
No, we just got to change the time.
Well, we'll try once more on a Monday. We'll change the time up. And if that doesn't work, we'll go back to Saturdays.
All right. Well, Sean, thanks for hanging on there. You must be very nice of you to listen. He's the only one listening. All right. So we're going to end the show. Lots of love, light, and full of gratitude, all of you guys. And thank you for joining our show tonight. Namaste.
Namaste. Love, light, and good night.